Every Dog Night. They are so great in concert. Oh, I hope they come back soon.
There you go.
Weren't they fun?
Out of the mouths of babes, oft times come gems.
They're fun. Fun.
620 with Mike and Beth. Beth is back.
Mostly cloudy. Right. A few sprinkles this morning. Look for some sunshine this afternoon. Sunny for the weekend, but chilly with a high in the 40s. 45 now at DRCFM.
And who doesn't like a good bowl of chili?
Ooh, yum, yum, yum. Caravan of Carriages coming up, Michael, Sunday. Please, everybody, yes. We really need you.
We need to fill up the Julio Iglesias blazer.
Yes, we are trying to fill that up.
The Mike Daly is pioneering engineering.
Hi, Mike Daly.
Good morning.
Yes, we're going to try and fill that up. We're going to be at the Stop and Shop off the Kennedy Road exit on I-91. Easy to get to.
Now, what number is that exit?
39.
Isn't that like 3941? Isn't that like two numbers?
Yeah, if you're heading northbound.
I mean, I go Kennedy Road, but, you know, some of my friends who are coming up are a little slow in the head.
Yeah, northbound, it's a twin number, 39 and 41, because 40 is the airport. There is no southbound.
Right.
Kennedy Road.
So you just take Kennedy Road, and you go left, and you're there.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Okay. And I've told my son that he has to bring a bunch of friends from high school. Their boys are going to come.
If you're coming from the north and you get off at exit 40,
yes,
take Old County Road, that first exit on Route 20, take a left, and then just follow that all the way down to the Stop and Shop.
Okay, that's another one.
That'll get you there.
All right, we want you to fill a carriage with food for Food Share. We're going to go through Windsor, past Bart's Drive-In. We're going to stop there, get a little refreshment. Gemstone candles from Bill Seelig. Please, wait till you get home to light them.
Please, somebody might catch on fire.
And register to win that dining room set from Pinewood Furniture of Manchester and Canton. So
now, we talked to John Gorham yesterday. I saw him up here when I came back from the Manchester Road Race Luncheon.
Oh, yeah?
John was at the front desk in his shorts.
Uh-oh. With the stuffing?
Like 40 degrees, and he's standing there in his shorts. I said, aren't you cold? He goes, no, why? Okay. So anyway, he said, what am I going to do with this stuffing? I have 200 bags of stuffing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, no problem. We'll fill up that blazer.
Yeah,
that's what we got the car for.
Yep.
So there's the story.
All right.
There we go.
So we got that covered. Now all we have to do is cover birthdays. I know everyone's on the edge of their seat waiting for these.
Did you guys miss me or what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We missed you. Stand still. We won't this time.
Oh, Michael.
Get ready. Here I come. DRCFM, 10 after 7. I'm going to start doing that when I give the time.
How come?
Because animals like it. 10 after 7.
Don't make all the doggies bark.
Okay. Doggies.
We have sprinkles in the forecast this morning. Look for some partial sunshine this afternoon. It's going to be a cold weekend. Sunny, breezy, and chilly with a high in the 40s. 45 now at DRCFM.
Happy birthday to Claire.
Claire.
Don't sing the
song.
Okay.
I like that song, though. It's goofy.
Please.
But I love that name.
Right.
It's a French name, you know.
We forgot that in our 620.
Claire.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, a lot of movies opening this weekend. The Grinch is among them. It's getting okay reviews, but considering all the hype, well, we'll just have to go see for ourselves.
Well, it depends what you, you know, it depends what the system is. I mean, 2 out of 4 stars here, USA Today. 2 out of 4, that's not 50%. But if it was baseball, you'd be batting 500. Who's done that? No one.
You're scaring me.
And let's see, New York Post.
Yes.
Calls it forgettable. Get it?
Well, that's the New York Post for you, though. I think we need to let children decide. I don't think we should have adults critique this. Do you?
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey.
By far and best, the cutest thing about How the Grinch Stole Christmas is Max the dog, played with astonishing expressiveness by one Kelly, a soulful terrier mutt trained by Roger Schumacher, who also trained the dog in As Good As It Gets.
That dog was so cute. Oh, my God.
That doesn't mean the movie is awful. It's actually pretty entertaining, even for grown-ups, once you get through the first 10 minutes. But it's no kids' classic like The Wizard of Oz. No kidding.
Well, that movie Bounce with Ben Affleck and Gwyneth Paltrow, I think that's going to bounce right out of theaters. That doesn't look good.
Small children will not get the grown-up jokes and may not like the dark humor and the scariness of the Grinch.
The hairdos are awesome, though.
The guy lives on a pile of garbage. What do you expect him to be, happy?
Well, the movie wasn't that scary.
I think everyone... I think what's appealing about the character of the Grinch...
Yeah.
Everyone in their lives experiences the Grinch.
It's true.
Especially at Christmas time. How many people you know say, I hate Christmas.
At some point. Yep, at some point everybody does.
Well, we're going to gather all those people for our broadcast on the 25th and 26th, and we're going to have them chant all together, I hate Christmas, and we'll cast a spell upon them, and they'll be able to fly around the Meriden Mall. It'll be unbelievable.